If it
my dad got his vasectomy, she kept his tubes in the spice cabinet.
Why the spice cabinet?
It was the only logical solution, I guess. I thought it was stupid, too.
You're trying to spice things up in the bedroom.
You can read this, get me a beer.
Oh. I guess that's on the bottom, then.
Yep.
I already got socks on.
Yeah, if you can read this.
$200.
Please bring me a beer.
Unworn.
I will put both of my feet in these and stink them up and send them to you. $200.
$600 for the whole lot. Or how about this? We'll give you a deal. $550. $550.
Jacks alone are worth $200.
Judds are worth $200 if he wears them to play baseball.
Yeah, I'm gonna play baseball in all of these. Just my team is red.
That's pretty perfect. That'll be really good. What will you do with these on? I feel like these socks. I feel like these socks hold in stink.
Yeah, don't you know what I mean? They do.
Those are sports socks.
I got a right on a left.
I'll jerk off
in these socks, not into them, but I'll wear them. Just only socks. I think that'll help.
Wait.
I'll just be naked. Just naked with the socks on.
Let him talk. Let him ask this question. This is important.
So when you say that these socks have been jerked off in, you're not saying that you're opening the socks and jerking off in the socks.
No.
It's not a vessel for cum.
You're just wearing them as like game-worn socks.
No, I want people to know.
Put that in his baseball card.
I want people to know I was comfortable when I was doing this.
You want to know what? You want to know what I think's weird? Wearing socks when you masturbate.
That's the weirdest one.
Absolutely, which is why I'm going out of my way to do something special.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane. I don't know if anyone would want those.
I bet you someone does.
Okay, question, and this is a total Jack thing, where this is clearly a conversation that I'd like to have. Like people are I'm going to ask this question, everyone's going to go, okay. Do you guys wear shirts when you masturbate, or do you guys get completely naked? Not, I don't do it anymore, because I'm...
Did you used to get completely naked, didn't
still
you?
Still get completely naked. With a shirt on?
Are you, like, wait, why are you afraid?
I wear oversized XLs.
Can you not?
Is it obstructing your view?
Yeah. So I wear oversized XLs. I don't want to get, like, whatever, lotion, other stuff on my shirt. Because typically, I got to wear that shirt for the rest of the day. So I take the shirt off, put it back on when I'm done.
Wait,
so
hold on.
Shirt you put it on?
Well, it depends
so you're
on the time
butt-ass
of day.
Naked. You even go as far to take your socks off.
I never would do it with socks on. That's so weird.
But if you're like, hey, I want to do it.
Don't make me feel weird that I don't masturbate in my clothes. You guys are the weird ones. Because that means if you do it with clothes on, you also go through your day wearing the same clothes you were just wearing while doing it.
I mean...
You guys are like, Jack, you're being stupid, but also the way I just described you, you're like, I might be right.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
It's like it also depends on like when you do it.
Yeah. Depends morning,
noon,
lunch,
before shower.
Always before shower. It's one of my jokes. Always before shower and always before pooping. Because we won't go into it.
Should we end this?
Yeah, we got to stop. Because I don't want this to be making the rounds. Because I know Cosby's going to clip it. I'm going to be like, oh, God, I hope work doesn't
well, next
see this.
Jack takes his shit. I like how you showed the back of it.
Oh, I didn't know it was the back. No one pays
you
us.
Should try one of those, Jack.
I will try one of those.
PB&J.
You got to try one of each.
It's an Uncrustable cookie.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Crack them open. I think you'd like those.
I've never had PBs and J's before.
So many goodies we've been opening today.
Oh, absolutely. I got nothing else for you, though.
Nothing else?
I mean, you brought 20 cookies that are also simultaneously sandwiches, so.
Strawberry or grape?
What do we want to start with?
I don't need one right now. I just say dinner.
I'll have a strawberry. Eat one.
Honestly, that's all I could do. I got my hands were full.
Eat a goddamn cookie.
These are wild. Wow.
Do you like oatmeal cookies?
Yeah.
My favorite cookie is oatmeal chocolate chip.
That's not my favorite. There's a lot of other good cookies out there, but if someone hands me an oatmeal cookie, I'm not gonna be like, ew, oatmeal cookies.
Okay. So I've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's so stupid.
Hold on. That's such a bold faced lie.
That's 100% true. I don't like peanut butter. Not a fan. My mom would never make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We can call cake.
So you thought as a kid,
are you gonna not like this?
I probably will not like this.
Well, I mean, why are they paying us then?
Well, I mean, they're not gonna pay us yet. But
you don't like peanut butter.
I do not like peanut butter. I mean, I'll eat peanut butter, but I don't like it. Like I'm not a fan. I will not go. If there's peanut butter in something, I won't be like, oh, that's
not. There's no like peanut butter in it. It's the jelly in it.
But it's a peanut butter cookie.
Shh. There's no way peanut butter in this. I'm going to tell you right now, Cuspy. There's 1,000% peanut butter in this. It might be the first ingredient in this thing is peanut butter.
You have to eat the whole thing.
We should not eat at the same time. Because now...
Sometimes I wish there was more jelly in them.
Yeah.
But they're not bad.
Yeah, skimpy on the jelly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need more jelly.
But something tells me Bobo's not that great with measurements.
This is from the clown, right?
I used to have a stuffed monkey growing up named Bobo. Fun fact.
What do you mean? Did it get sold in the Facebook marketplace?
No.
It didn't speak meow.
It's still stored away somewhere. I don't know where.
Your mom still has your stuff, right?
Or my dad. I don't know. Somewhere.
Your parents still have your stuff?
A lot of it's missing. Well, my toys are pretty much all gone. A lot of the toys that I would play with are at my grandparents. But my mom has like all the standard like baby book, get my belly button, first lost teeth.
What was that second one?
Umbilical cord. Or like the belly button when it falls off.
You kept your... How did you phrase that?
Belly button.
But, like, what was before
all the
that?
Normal stuff.
All the normal stuff.
What was, like, birth certificate, belly button, first lost teeth. I have, like, a bag of teeth.
Hold on, do you
have a necklace of teeth.
I have a bag of teeth, yeah.
Do you think your belly button was just, like, popped off?
My belly button, so I think everyone has this, is when you cut the umbilical cord, you tie it into a knot. The belly button, and then there's like some left, and it dries off and falls off. I hope for the love of God it's true, because that's what I've been thinking forever.
I've never seen him laugh like that.
We gotta check this out now. Now,
that baby, it's both his mouth fall off. We can pick it up.
It's in a baggie.
You would find it.
That's what happened. It fell on the ground.
So your mom has that in a bag next to teeth.
Next to my bag of teeth, yeah.
Two dude, I've never seen you cry that hard before. Oh, not a thing.
I'm happy that happened because it really overshadowed the masturbating question.
Like, he made it sound like he got a beer, they took the top off, and they just didn't give it back to you.
Oh, just checked it. All right. When your baby is born, the umbilical cord is cut off, and there is a stump left. The stump should dry and fall off by the time your baby is 5 to 15 days old. It turns black.
Okay.
So,
like frostbite?
Yeah. I'm happy we got a good laugh in there, guys, but I'm right.
No. I was picturing like a 4-year-old.
No.
It puts it under their pillow for like the tooth fairy, the belly fairy to find.
It's a crisp $50 bill underneath your pillow.
What do you get for your belly button?
Probably a lot.
We have a guest who used to come on this podcast is definitely afraid of his belly button being touched.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
My our good friend.
Oh, Josh.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. That's dangerous information.
Yeah, it's his number one fear in the world. Mm. Like, mine is snakes. His is his belly button being touched.
Really?
Yeah.
Rachel says that she'd break up with me if I ever gave her a wet willy. I think it's the same kind of sensation.
Also, that's weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah,
when you tell me that,
guess what I really want to do?
Yeah.
It's like in science class where they tell you not to look at the light, and you're like, oh, fuck, I want to look at it.
When they tell you not to shake the baby, yeah.
All I want to do is shake the baby.
What babies are you holding?
My buddy's kids.
I just want to get that belly button off it.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can break the record.
As soon as it's cut,
you start shaking the baby. You're like, come on, get it out of there. I don't want to accidentally step on it.
There's no way your mom has
it. It's like one of those minute to win it games.
Your mom has your belly button.
If it
my dad got his vasectomy, she kept his tubes in the spice cabinet.
Why the spice cabinet?
It was the only logical solution, I guess. I thought it was stupid, too.
You're trying to spice things up in the bedroom.
Yeah, it was your favorite thing because the doctor was like,
I don't want to open like the junk drawer at your mom's
house. You won't find it. You won't find it. I think she threw it away when we moved, but or we might be covered with my baby book. But
book, teeth, belly button, dad's tubes.
The doctor, when he handed her like the tubes, he goes, you can dip these in gold and make earrings out of them. And my mom thinks that's the funniest thing she's ever heard in her life. So every time we talk about vasectomies, not that it happens often, but like anytime like getting tubes like cut comes up, she's like, oh yeah, the doctor once told me to dip his tubes in gold, and she just thinks it's the funniest shit ever. You met her, you know her. She's like,
yeah,
imagine.
But I can see your mom doing that like 100%.
Imagine someone wearing just,
where'd you get those? My husband.
No, my husband's genitals. But
is that a new jewelry store that's down on 3rd Street?
I have like so many notes of like videos I want to show you guys. We need to figure out, I almost texted you today, the TV situation.
That TV's broken.
Okay, well, I think I might have another one, but
I thought we had it, but
I saw this video of a kid watching like the Kentucky Derby, and he was practicing being a jockey. He was balancing on like one of those blue exercise balls, and he was slapping it the whole fucking race. And it was after like I sent like Rachel a meme of like a cute like relationship one. Next one is just a 12 going, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm a little concerned about my algorithm now. It's better than the amputee porn that was happening for a while, but
yeah.
Is it?
But I did want to bring up, so I've been looking at our stats lately.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know the five related search terms that the people who watch us also search for?
Oh yeah, yes I do.
Feet.
There's nothing to do with feet.
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay.
Kinda. This is off of our last couple of reels, so we haven't had feet in them, but give it a go. Okay.
Like Google searches?
Google, like what else would they, like related search terms that usually lead to us and other videos that our watchers also watch.
Oh, beard.
No.
Basement.
Nope.
Bar?
Nope.
Drunk.
No, it's a lot more specific. I'll give you Aiden Fucci. You know who that is?
No.
Okay, we'll skip. Ben Shapiro.
Oh.
Wait.
You're Ben.
Wait.
He's Jewish.
You're Whoa. Little.
He's Jewish.
I know what WAP means. When he rapped
alive. I know what WAP means.
These are the lyrics of WAP.
This next one could be related to you, Jack.
What's the first one?
Biden's speech.
Actually, no, I remember everything I say, except for after that parade.
Which that's the real loss footage.
That is the loss footage. That will never come to light.
That needs to be deleted.
No, that's saved forever, but it won't get released without anyone's permission. Next one, Bigfoot caught on camera.
I like that one. That one's me. That one's I got. I like that one. I love just trying to find if he's out there yet, you know? I don't think he's going to break the news, but we got to keep looking. We got to keep looking.
He's
got
to be
last
there.
One, Gillian Keeves. That's the only one that I'm proud of.
Wait.
Somewhat adjacent.
Not even close.
Who's the other one? Aiden Hutchinson from the Detroit Lions? The first
I
one?
I thought it said Aiden Fauci, but it's like Aiden Fucci. Does anyone know who that is?
I'm looking.
I hope he's cool.
Oh. Oh. All right.
Let me see.
Was that a mugshot?
I'll show you a picture. Yeah, it's a mugshot. And I'll tell you his crime.
He's 14.
That's not good.
This is a bad one. This is a bad one. We don't want to be associated with this one. But Gillian Keyes kind of redeems it. Aiden Fucci, then 14, was arrested on first-degree murder charge in the death of Bailey. Must be a girlfriend. In February 2023, just before jury selection was to begin, Fucci changed his plea to guilty. He's sentenced to life in prison.
So we have murder, Jewish, dementia, conspiracy, comedy.
I would say the second one kind of is conspiracy too, but I mean, yeah, seems about right.
Show me the facts.
Yeah.
But that's not bad. That's not a bad search history.
No. Not at all.
I'm pretty.
I thought it was going to be a lot different.
I thought it was, I mean, for a while it was like foot, men's foot, socks, shoes, Nike.
We're happy you guys are here, but we don't want to be all. That's not all we're about.
We're well-rounded, you know. Mm-hmm. That's really what it's
we
called.
Are. We three well-rounded white guys.
Yeah. Three straight well-rounded white guys. Honestly, we've been down too long, guys.
Our time.
Back. We're coming all right,
back. You guys ready to play the game?
Time to play the game.
Pew.
WWE. Yeah. Triple H. We're playing that at the Comedy Cabin when we play Judd's game.
Ooh. Oh, absolutely. That's a good. We got our first idea. Oh, okay. We just announced we're going to the Comedy Cabin.
We should also come out to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just start pouring beers on each other.
Yeah.
Or Cowboy Kid Rock, drinking Bud Light.
I like that one.
Judd doesn't because he likes these. He likes these. Sea salt lemon lagers by Indeed Company, Indeed Brewing Company. This is a good beer.
Judd, that we have a lot of people who ask if you're gay, and this is not helping your cause.
People think you're gay?
Yes, I've got a few messages like, is Judd gay?
I don't think he
would. To those people, yes, I am.
But a few people ask, does he know?
Oh, they don't do even I
like.
Know?
Is he like? We know. Does he know?
Oh yeah.
I feel like you can't say that. I feel like you can't be like, oh. I'm gay, and I know he's gay. Because it's also like the exact thing that they're mad at. Like, straight guys are going like, no, you're straight. Talk to Jesus. You know what I mean? It's kind of
the
same.
Good point. That's
pray,
a good point.
Pray that I'm gay.
I am delivered. I like men.
All right. We're going to go back to some games that we played already, but you guys were terrible at. And hope you got better.
That's a recipe for success.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get ready for us to like...
Okay. All right. Brain teasers.
Oh no.
Fuck.
All right. First one to answer we'll win. What is seen in the middle of March and in the middle of April, but that cannot be seen in the beginning and the end of either month?
What is seen in the beginning of March?
What is seen in the middle of March?
The letter R.
That is correct.
But in the what? In the middle of either month?
What is seen in the middle of March and in the middle of April, but cannot be seen in the beginning or the end of either month?
Oh, well, yeah, the letter R. That's a stupid one. Because I was, yeah, there's also not R in the beginning of March or April. Fuck,
well,
that's
good.
So stupid.
They're all going to be very stupid, Jack.
I was thinking you had a deep one. I thought you were doing more research. Now that, I guess we're playing to the... smooth brains.
You see a boat filled with people.
Thank you.
Probably filled with water, too. Is it water? Is the answer water, Judd?
Can I finish?
Yeah, sorry.
You see a boat filled with people. It is not sunk. But when you look again at the boat, you don't see a single person on the boat.
It's Why? Not sunk? Because it's on fire. That could be the answer.
There is. And they burned up. They burned up, yeah.
It's not the answer.
It's a boat filled with people. When you look closer, it's not even a boat?
When you see a boat filled with people, it is not sunk. But when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat.
They all jumped into the water because it was on fire.
Incorrect.
There's a hole in the boat.
Incorrect. Everyone is married.
There's not a single person on the boat.
I think fire could have been also a good answer.
I think we murder him after this.
We'll put him on the boat.
Are you assuming that marriage would kill him?
No, I was thinking the fire that I just lit on the boat.
What English word has three consecutive double letters?
Mississippi?
consecutive.
Oh.
What English word has three consecutive double letters?
Yeah.
I don't. This is going to be. Is it consecutive? No.
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 What English word has three consecutive double letters? Pudding. Pudding.
Bookkeeper.
Oh.
Oh.
Could not zookeeper. Nope. That's just two with a K in the middle.
Zookkeeper though would work.
Mm-hmm. Zook.
You ever been to a zook?
Lookkeeper would work.
Lookkeeper.
Well.
Shookkeeper.
Keeper.
Nookkeeper. So we just changed the first two letters. God, we are smart.
I think we are the smooth brains.
Right. A woman shoots her husband.
It's about time we spice things up.
Then holds him underwater for 5 minutes. Next, she hangs him. But right after that, they have a lovely dinner together. How?
Shoots her husband, drowns him, then hangs him, and then they have a lovely dinner.
He was a diabetic that needed a bath. A shark.
Is it a lobster?
Shoot.
Incorrect.
Oh, she ate him.
She ate him. No. She's a cannibal. Hannibal the cannibal.
No.
Shoots him, drowns him, hangs him, eats with him. They have dinner together.
Did he get a hole in his shirt, and then she drowned him into a little bleach, and then hung it out to dry, and then after he was naked jerking off, they had dinner?
No. She took a picture of him, and then she got the film developed.
And then they had dinner after.
Shut up.
We didn't. Our generation didn't have film like that.
All right. What disappears as soon as you say its name?
Judd.
Funny, you just ran out, just knocked over all the cameras. Disappear as soon as you say
breath.
Its name.
You're so close.
Am I there?
You're so close.
It's like the...
But not like there.
First breath?
No.
Your name?
No.
Breath.
Breath of the wild, Zelda.
Silence.
Silence.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
But you can also be like breath when it's cold outside. And the smoke goes away when you
and then it's there.
Breath, and it's gone. But silence is a much better answer than ours.
But I think breath would be a good second place answer.
What if you say fire while also lighting the fire extinguisher, using a fire extinguisher on the fire? He's not going to like it. He doesn't like these ones.
All right. I have a key, but no locks. Space, but no rooms. You can enter, but you can't go outside.
Keyboard.
That is correct.
Yep.
We each got one.
Keyboard on fire.
Alicia Keys. That girl's on fire. What are the next three letters in this combination?
D-E-F.
O-T-T-F-F-S-S.
O T T F F S S.
So two T's, two F's, two S's, one O.
O T T F F S S.
That's what I just said.
O T T F F S S.
What is the next three letters in the combination?
Otifs.
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 Well, it can't be fire. Because that's four.
F F I I R.
Q, X, Y, A,
three letters?
B, C, D, E, F, G.
And I'll tell you them, and then you have to tell me why.
O, T, T, F, F, S, S. On the top, fire forms suddenly Santa Claus.
You're on the same lines. All right, so here you go. So here's the next three letters in the combination.
Okay.
E, N, T.
On the
rooftop.
Santa really got it.
Oh.
ETS?
ENT.
ENT.
OTTFFSSENT.
Offset?
Say Count. Count for me.
102F.
No,
two.
Just count. Just
1,
count.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What now tell me.
Are you getting any of this?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's the first letter of every number.
10.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Look at the shit-eating grin on his face when he's like hey,
you
no,
are
see,
fucking stupid.
Answer, pussies.
I.
All right. This belongs to you, but everyone else uses it.
My penis.
I was going to say Cusky's mom, but.
Those answers do not coincide.
You say go inside?
I don't think it goes this way.
This belongs to me, but everyone uses it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
This belongs to you.
Yeah.
But everyone else uses it.
Time.
Name.
My time.
Jack is correct.
Oh, name.
It's
That's a
name.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Next.
This is a quick one. This is
yeah.
Hot answer, okay?
Pumpkin pie.
You have to tell me the first word that comes out. Ready? First, think of the clouds, the color of the clouds.
White.
Next, think of the color of snow.
White.
Now, think of the color of a full moon. Now, quickly, what do cows drink?
Milk.
Water.
That's correct.
I knew that's where I was going. It's like the bread toast one.
Mm-hmm. How is 7 different than the rest of the numbers between 1 and 10?
Well, 7, 8, 9, so it's a cannibal.
I would love for that to be the answer.
There's a V in it.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's it. That's the answer.
It's also the only two-syllable one.
7.
Because of the V.
One.
Not one. Three. If people
three.
This is the third. No, that's... It's been 3 days since you've texted me back. Three. You know?
What comes once in a minute?
Me.
Twice in a moment.
Me.
But never in 1,000 years.
My girlfriend. I'm just kidding, Rachel.
Once in a moment, twice in a minute.
Once in a moment, twice in a minute, never in 1,000 years. A lifetime?
No.
Once in a lifetime.
What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment?
It's a letter in the word. I just didn't think of how to spell it yet. So if you can fucking do it for me, that'd be great. I just don't want to think about it.
N, the letter N. Moment, T.
M.
M?
The letter M.
Yeah. My answers were better.
No, I think mine was because it was the right one. Moment on fire.
Yeah. What can you hold in your right hand but never in your left
my
hand?
My penis.
Please let one of these answers be my penis.
Pumpkin pie.
Fully naked.
What can I hold in my right hand but not my left hand?
Yeah.
My left hand.
That's true. That's true. That's the answer.
Is it?
Hold your left hand. Hey, okay, do me a favor, Jack. Can you, with your own hands, try and grab your own wrists and then bite your ear? With your right hand, grab your right wrist. No, right hand, grab your right wrist. Right hand, grab your right wrist.
I just did.
Right hand, grab your, and then bite your ear.
How can you, all right. What is it supposed to look like? Here's the last one. How can you physically stand behind your mother?
Try and bite your ear.
Why did I bite my ears?
Grab your wrist.
All right.
I got my
wrist. Bite your ear.
All right. How can you physically stand behind your mother?
I was doing it a nice way. Go ahead. Sorry.
How can you physically stand behind your mother while she is standing behind you?
My mother always supports me. And then she was front line.
We're standing back to back.
That is correct.
Oh.
I think Jack won that game.
He definitely won that game.
And honestly,
he was on fire.
That's a good one. I like that one. That's
that was a good one.
That's good.
All right, let's go home.
Let's get out of here.
This was curious because I've seen this a lot now on my feed. You know how like people say like, hey, enter this contest, win a lifetime of whatever?
Yeah.
What to you would constitute a lifetime of something?
Because it is. It's have not you seen that? Lifetime, because it's like
you get like X amount a month. Yeah. So like, if someone's like, hey, you get free hot dogs for a year, lifetime hot dogs. How many hot dogs a year would you need to get for you to feel like, oh, I got hot dogs for a lifetime?
I never.
They don't need one every day.
I would have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So I would need at least 8 hot dogs
a day.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you could.
Your full intestines would be just hot dogs.
Which are also and intestines.
Bread. And bread and toppings.
Who are you, Joey Chestnut?
No, he eats 1,000 in 15 minutes. I have 2 for breakfast with eggs.
With eggs.
3.
For lunch.
3 for lunch with probably carrots. And then for dinner, I would...
It's another 3.
Another 3 in my mac and cheese.
Yeah, hot dogs and mac and cheese are great. It's like it's a top tier combo.
And it's so cheap. I literally lived off that in college. I would have a box of mac and cheese, and I'd have 3 hot dogs in the mac and cheese, and I would eat that, and I would have to eat breakfast.
I like hot dogs like the non-gourmet way. Like, give me the ones that like a ballpark, just saran wrapped, kind of a shitty boiled hot dog.
That's gourmet, though. That's gourmet, because what's not gourmet is the shit you make at home. Like, the microwave.
Like, I'm fine with a microwave hot dog. Like, the pan fry, sometimes I'm just not a fan of. But, like, back to my original question. What would, like, if it's... We're not going to do hot dogs because he wants fucking a billion
of them.
Give
me another one. Give me another one, and I'll tell you something you don't want to hear.
If it was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Probably
no.
4.
If it was... Oh, I was going to say. If it was Rogues, what's a lifetime... What's a year's worth of Rogues for you that you'd feel comfortable?
You're going to grab another one?
Yeah. Will you please grab me one? Can we do the cream ale?
My lifetime of Rogues is I try to stay around 5 a day. 5 tins, not tins.
5 tins a day.
5 pouches a day.
How many are in a pouch?
Around 20.
So you do like one a week, one and a half a week.
Sure, yeah, 1.5 a week. Typically, I'll get one on.
Let's call it 5 a month. You need 60 a year. Yeah. To feel like you got a year's worth of Rogues.
Yeah. But here's the thing is once... Give me 65 because there are going to be days where I drink.
You're like a fiending for it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not like fiending. It's just like when, like for example, the St. Pat's.
Yeah.
Like I was throwing them in constantly.
Maybe that was a product of your demise. Although we all were.
No, it did
not.
Should
we bring up how bad that went?
What are you talking about?
Because in the span of a week, we crashed a St. Patrick's Day parade, we interviewed Zach Bryan's dad, and we have not a lot to show for it.
Well, I mean, I can tell you why we don't have after the parade, and it was entirely our fault.
No,
we were so intoxicated.
We do have after the parade. It's just, I didn't know we recorded in the van back.
We tried to.
Yeah, it didn't. It doesn't sound good.
We also thought that you were shooting like a picture.
Yeah, I know. That's I thought was the safest way to end that video. What I wanted to do is there's a video of Jack sitting here, looking probably at G Spot and going, "I'll fucking kill all of you."
That's fun.
That's pretty spot on. To... Really drunk Jack. Someone's
honestly,
talking shit.
We gonna send that to all our haters. do you think we're a dumb podcast now?
We got aggressively way too drunk, but
wait,
it was a good time.
Was this good?
Yeah. Pretty good time. That was fun, but it was not a product of my demise. The product of my demise is probably the fact that like right before we left, like I had like probably 3 beers, and then someone gave me like a shooter or a shot or something, and then we get in the back, and there's still more drinks.
Yeah.
And we're like, whew.
I think that the boost butter supplements like gave me a second wind, 100%. Because the minute we left and we got back into the car, I was like, let's go to the bar. I was fine. Like sitting at Natty Oaks, I was like, it's a great time.
I think getting up out of this and going somewhere would definitely like have made a difference for me.
Oh my
where
God,
as
yeah.
soon as you guys left, I was like, I'm going to go lay on the couch and just out immediately.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I think we were fine. I mean, I didn't take any. I was fine. But, like, remember when Kusky put it in his drink and it foamed up?
That was really embarrassing. Okay, I was really embarrassed to be your friend.
In my defense, I've never added the liquid IV and it's foamed over like that.
It does do that, though.
Have you ever put a...
I've also never had a liquid IV. Well,
should have led with that.
That's not
yeah,
have
that's
you
like...
ever had an emergency?
Yeah.
They foam up?
Mm-hmm. I haven't had one in a while.
Okay.
He hasn't right, gotten clumped right. in a while. Well, that's plan B.
I think it's plan vitamin C.
Oh, fuck.
Honey, drink all these tangerine creams, please.
I like this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's a beautiful beer. I mean, ale, excuse me. Sorry, Kentucky.
It's, but like...
How do you make it?
It has a cream soda taste to it.
The cream is always what
throws me off, yeah.
Dude, they put the cream in cream ale. I think that should be their slogan.
What do you put the cream in?
Donuts?
We should get donuts one weekend.
I heard that Jack and
I can crush him. We're still waiting on Quick Trip to respond to that one.
Yeah, Quick Trip, your move.
Yeah, your move. All right, you're about to see
DW the pinnacle. Back that one.
They did back that one.
I honestly, as a friend, I don't want to see you eat 100 donuts.
No, I moved it down to 50.
But as someone who's going to edit it, I 100% want to see you eat.
I think donut. I can eat 50 donuts. Drink a 4-pack of brandy, drink responsibly brand new fashions, and run and rollerblade 2 miles.
No.
I'd rather rollerblade them 2 miles well.
You can't eat 50 donuts.
I could. Glazers go down quick, dude.
I think I could eat 24 Krispy Kremes easy.
Okay, so think about this. That's half of 50. Almost. I know 24.
And he's twice my size.
Twice your size. And I'm pretty good at rollerblading. Okay. So
that's what's adding into his
yeah,
stomach.
Yeah, that's
I guess if you do it and rollerblade, you're just burning him off. So you just
if you're rollerblading while throwing donuts in your mouth, it's not gonna work. What you're gonna do is you're gonna eat the 50 donuts. You're going to already have your rollerblades laced up, and you start going, and I have a fanny pack with 4 DW brand new old fashions, and I drink them as I rollerblade. I have to wear goggles because I'm going super fast. I don't want anything to get my eyes. And I'm going to need a helmet and knee pads and wrist braces.
I think we should do it.
Because my rollerblades don't have brakes on
them. I'll pay for the 50 donuts.
Well, the thing is, if he
Do you
gets,
have rollerblades?
If he
yeah,
gets
they just don't have brakes on them.
Do rollerblades usually have brakes?
Usually they have a stopper on the back. Mine are hockey skate blades.
He cut that off.
So they don't.
It's like taking the governor off your car. I feel like the golf cart.
Golf cart.
You gotta fucking go.
It's like taking, what is the stopper on top of like
a... Judd, you and I have to do a challenge if he does it.
The thing is, he's so confident with his challenge. I know once he gets to the rollerblade parts, it's going to be fine. Because also, it's not timed.
Oh, I'll go
let's
fast,
add, let's add
really
some time
though.
To it then.
How long does it take? What's an average rollerblade mile time?
Well, how fast do you think you can have 50 just donuts down your gut?
That's the thing is I don't know how long that will take, but it will happen. And I think the marvel is that I did all of it in the same day. I think that's what we should be focusing on.
I think 6 hours is a good time.
That's too many donuts.
That's too many.
Man.
I think that's too long. That's too long time. You got to give me like probably two hours. Because rollerblading a mile is really quick. Because I can run a mile in probably like 6.5 minutes. No one's gonna challenge me on that.
You guys are gonna challenge me
on the donuts.
I just shook my head. I went, no,
you're
not
on
a
wheels.
Chance.
I can run.
I can run a mile in 6.5 minutes. But if we're rollerblading, I could definitely.
I can run a mile in 6.5 minutes. I think you can rollerblade in 6.5 minutes.
Oh, I can definitely do that. But how about this? I rollerblade until I finish 4 brand new old fashions. Because that's
fun.
Will be 4 seconds.
I got it.
Rollerblading.
We beer mile it, but with brand new old fashions. You do a lap, brandy old fashioned. Do another lap, brandy old fashioned. And then we give you the 50 donuts.
All right, so.
No!
Yeah.
How about 25 this, 25? 25?
All right. Yeah.
So this,
I will throw up at that point.
There's something that happens.
We'll tailgate this.
There's something
with hot
happens
dogs.
On July 4th in my hometown.
Fireworks? Mine too.
No. There's a basically a mini marathon.
Okay.
Oh, a mini triathlon, I should say.
The it's town's called, not that big. They called, can't put a full triathlon on.
It's called the Leopolis Triathlon. And you basically, they swim the Leopolis Pond. They bike 12 miles and run 5.
Holy shit. I can't do that.
That's how it goes. But then there's like a kids division that and then there's also something called the beer belly division.
They swim a puddle.
Now, the beer belly division got started because someone challenged them to do it, but they'd have to drink beers in between running and doing all that. So they would swim the Leopolis Pond. They would drink a beer. They would run or bike 5 miles, drink a beer, then run 2. And at the end, they would have to finish another beer at the end. That was the beer belly division.
That's a fun thing.
So people try. So beer belly division is still there, but sometimes, like for the most part, people do not drink during the beer belly division. They just do the smaller version of it.
Gotcha.
There are some people that still do it, and yeah, like drink the beers and stuff, which is kind of cool.
That's
a
fun.
I've won it twice in my life.
You've done it?
I've won it twice.
This
in my
was
life.
A setup Holy just to tell us you've won.
Done it. Yeah,
I've done a lot. I've done it twice in my life. And then I challenged my buddy who's
So you're 2 for 2?
No, I'm not 2 for 2. I've done it many times. I've also lost many times. And my buddy's won it 3 times. So he's won it 1 more than me, which is he loves to bring
that
up.
How many people are in your town?
40, but like how many people are in the triathlon? 1,000. There's 1,000 people that get entered in the triathlon, you idiots. Do you think they only let people from in the town? You dumb idiots. You think no one else goes there? You think all the marathons you see, you're like, oh, these guys are all from Boston. You dumb idiots. You stupid, stupid people.
That's why the swimming portion
is the Chicago Marathon is only Chicago.
That's just so funny. Like, how many people? 40, but like, yeah, more people are definitely going to go. I'm just picturing if there was a 40 person triathlon. Like, some of those are kids and old people, they can't do it.
That's 4 families, is what it is.
Me and my siblings are racing it out.
Is the pond the biggest body of water you got?
It's the only body of water. What are you talking about?
Once we win
there's more than one pond in
the Once I win the.
There's a church of ours.
What are we going to call this? The Quick Trip Challenge? I mean, that's
no,
too
they
easy.
Probably don't want their name.
They don't want that.
Yeah.
I've seen their marketing lately. They're rolling rotisserie chickens down street walks. I think they're all right if we.
They just did a new chicken thing. They have some new,
new
branding for their chicken. It looks good.
Does
it? They have these raspberry limited edition Dunker donuts. I really want to try them.
Would you? So if I got you the donuts, would you want me to interchange a few different flavors of?
No,
the
I just get glazers. Because if you start throwing in cake donuts,
no, but like they have chocolate glazers, don't they?
No, they just have
regular
just
glazers.
Two glazers. Because here's the thing: is you could probably ball up 6 glazers, and just
that's
what Krispy Kreme.
That's what I would do. I would just take like 8 and just go boom.
Yep, and you
and make like a normal donut.
Yeah. Because they're so airy and light.
I'm a Quick Trip Rewards member now. I want to.
No.
Yes, I am.
Stop. All right. So he says he is.
I am.
But I get in the car going to the. We get in the car to go to the Aaron Parade. And we're going to stop at Quick Trip, maybe.
I still haven't downloaded the app.
And
no, I haven't.
He hands the card to his girlfriend and he goes, I'm a member, but they keep telling my card doesn't work because I haven't. Like,
because I wasn't a member.
Can you just do this? And I'm like, what do you mean you have the card? He goes, yeah, every time I swipe it, they say, no, it doesn't work. And I was like, why? Well, I haven't signed up or logged in or anything.
You just have the card and you keep thinking it's going to work.
In my defense, I never use it. I said, every time I go up to the gas station and check out, they're like, are you a rewards member? I go, I have the card, but I haven't set it up. And they're like, well, do you want to? I go, I do. It's in my passenger seat. I'm going to do it right now. And that happened, I think, 8 times before Rachel was finally in the car. And I was like, hey.
Can you do this for me?
Rachel also, it's our, not our thing, but.
She does everything for him. She wears his ass. And
every time she comes to visit, my car needs an oil change. Like, it's at the 3,000 mile mark. So I'm like, and she hadn't been here in a while. And I kind of forgot about it. And I looked down, I go, oh, Rachel. She goes, what? I go, I need an oil change.
I bet she was really happy about it.
Also, for you don't know, his car always sounds like it needs an oil change.
It does. Rachel got pulled over for illegal tint I bought it that way. I don't think they could sell the car if it had a legal tint.
I've gotten pulled over for that as well, for legal tint. And I, same thing, bought it that way.
Also, I...
Yeah, that's wild if they sell it that way.
Yeah. I was like, this car's like Lady Gaga. It's born this way.
So, I don't know if I told you guys this.
You are gay.
Nailed it.
You might be. Yeah.
I don't know if I told you guys or Diego this on Saturday, but so I got pulled over again because my license wasn't renewed. I forgot to
license
renew my
plate.
License plate. Sorry. Wasn't renewed. Now, I got pulled over pulling in, and she like knocks on Rachel's window because I'm picking her up from the airport. She goes, first of all, why didn't you pull to the right? I go, because I was already turning left. I'm not going to go across three lanes. And then she goes, all right, ma'am, what's your relationship to this gentleman?
Ooh, that's fun.
And she goes, can I have your ID? And I don't know why I got defensive. I was like, why are you asking for her ID? You pulled me over. Mm-hmm. And she didn't like that one. I was like, calm down. It's fine. She goes, what's your relationship? And she's like, I'm his girlfriend. And then we told, like, we were fine. I got a warning. And we told her parents. She goes, yeah, the cops have been out everywhere. They're checking for trafficking. They thought I couldn't land Rachel and that I was trafficking her.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That adds up.
That's a compliment to me, though, right?
No. That's not a compliment to you.
That I have an attractive lady?
No, that you had to traffic her to get her. Just because she passed their inspection.
That was good.
Also, it's a fun way if you didn't know where you sit with your with significant other.
Yeah.
Like,
I found out.
Getting pulled over. Do you think like people are just like, hey, pull me over and then ask what your relationship is. We can figure this out.
We need to see who's in the right dynamic here. Who's a prettier one?
Oh, I'm convinced like every guy reaches, every girl settles.
You ever been to an airport? No. No. There's some ugly dudes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Every guy reaches. Most guys, no, how many guys you know, like, I'm going to settle for someone that's, like, significantly uglier than me?
You want to know why you say that, though? Because you don't look at a guy and go, I'd fuck him. But some girls, you could be like, maybe I'm not. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
But also how many
not
times...
Not that I you... look at a bunch of girls, I'm like, I would.
But how many times have you been to the airport and you're like, how the fuck did that happen?
That happens a lot, yeah.
Yeah. That happens. Got him not, in high fine. School. We'll give you like...
That's what it is.
High school sweethearts.
Yep.
Or he has money. You know?
True.
High school sweethearts.
Hermie. But also, I think it goes the other way. I've seen some...
How many?
Not many. I was just trying to get on the other side. Sorry.
I believe you. Because there definitely are some...
It's got to be.
There definitely are. I mean,
Megan Fox for... MGK...
Yeah, I'll give. That's but the point. Megan
here's the
Fox
thing that's
is
not attacking. I'm not attacking. Yeah,
Kuski's not getting that.
I'm not attacking Pierce Brosnan, but 007, his wife, who is beautiful in her own right, is a little bit larger by definition.
Hey, we're going down the wrong path
but I'm
right
saying,
now with this.
But I'm saying that's like. But he's a fucking cool dude. He was like, that's my wife. I love her. It doesn't matter what the thing is. So
maybe
I think
she
what we're
trafficked
seeing,
him.
What I'm saying is, I think what happens is people change after marriage. People change. All right.
That's what you were saying.
That's what I'm saying. Because you have a couple babies, you get married, okay. You turn 50.
G-spot.
Guess what? She's going to be fine. But also, guys stop working out. They
What'd
start losing
today
their hair.
Before we started?
I'm not talking about that. I'm not getting in trouble again. Not that I got in trouble, but I did get a little bit of attitude, which was well deserved. I did talk a little bit of shit.
It was a joke that was on her expense, and so, Jack thought she was gonna pipe back, and she didn't.
She didn't pipe back.
She did not.
Which I think was the ultimate pipe back.
Yeah.
If she doesn't pipe back, I know I have to apologize immediately. If she pipes back, then it's like, all right, she took it the way I meant it. But sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen.
The silent treatment is always way worse than anything.
She was like, all right, little dick. And I'd be like, oh, God, I love you. I love you. No, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Shouldn't have said that. But.
Delicious.
Those are good beers.
I know. I could have a few of these, which I shouldn't, but I want to.
These are some good beers.
Mother Meow spoken here, man.
We should see how many beers it takes us to speak meow.
Meow. One and a half. Prokowski.
Also, it's my second language.
Also, do you think that you're the best? You know how they like the
best meow or barker?
Yeah, like they have like the pig calling. Contest?
Give me your best meow.
No. Do you think the like a cat is your best
noise?
Animal? Noise.
Probably.
Okay. What do you think your best call or animal sound is?
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee?
Really? Let's hear that.
Nope.
Let's hear that.
We can't get that on the internet.
Nope.
I was pretty good at turkey. I used to.
Can we hear that one?
I don't know if I can do it anymore.
You cannot both give me. I gave you a meow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let me see if I can
meow.
Start. Good job, dude. I have to get into character. I need to get on all fours.
Oh, you gotta get into character.
I need to beat my chest.
Yes. Needs to be naked. Masturbate.
I need to shit in my hand. That's like the most cusky thing. It's like, no, how about we just use the chairs they have there?
You know what? Let's paint the comedy cabin while we're down there. Just paint it all. You guys want to
open the stuff that we're not going to put on camera? Let's open it. We can put it on camera. Why aren't you holding on to your mic? We're recording right now. You're the reason why we have mic problems. Can I borrow your keys? Because I forgot my
seat. I am not the reason we have mic problems.
Yeah, you are. You don't want to know why? Because you don't talk in your mic.
No, that's that one over there.
I've talked in my mic 100% of this episode.
So the only thing I think in there for me is something all three of us got.
Herpes.
Yeah. I'm also putting in our new contract that I need a replacement sweatshirt for the one I gave away. And $3.
But you still rocking that.
No, we're going to frame that.
No,
like a jersey.
You are making mincemeat.
This is
fun. Oh, Joe got a cool color. What?
It's yours, buddy.
Oh.
That's very much a Judd. Oh, you guys got the waffles.
You know what?
Are we supposed to just fight over what you guys get?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. I think there's sizes. And then one